Fans of American Idol and Dancing with the Stars may already be experiencing withdrawal pangs, but critic Andrew Wallenstein is feeling no pain. In fact, he says he'd like to suggest your next TV addiction. The new season of So You Think You Can Dance starts tonight.
Admit it. By the time the Idol season ends, the show has pretty much exhausted you. And Dancing with the Stars? Well, I find that too cheesy to bear.
Can Christie skate past their competition? Will Jason tower over the field? Is Christiane willing to face disaster by attempting a lift? Can I come up with yet another melodramatic question? The answers when we return live.
But if you like either of those shows, might I suggest the Fox series So You Think You Could Dance? Yes, it incorporates elements of Idol and Stars, but trust me, it's the anti-Idol in many ways. At first blush, So You Think You Could Dance will seem cut from the same cloth. Big stage, supermodel host, obnoxious judges. Idol and Dance actually share a producer, too, Nigel Lithgow, who also doubles as a judge on Dance. The show selects 20 of the best male and female dancers from open auditions, and then they pair off to perform each week. Like Idol, the first few episodes are devoted to basically humiliating the benighted souls who never should have auditioned. But the comparison ends once the cream of the crop has been skimmed. You see, Dance does something Idol and many other TV talent shows fail to do: find actual talent. Is there anyone on earth watching Idol who thinks they are witnessing the creme de la creme of undiscovered singing talent out there? Yeah, thought so. That said, as Dance host Kat Dealey notes here, it takes more than skill to stand out on this show.
Obviously, technically, they've got to be brilliant at what they do, because we're asking them to cope with all different genres and styles, which is something that professionally they would never get asked to do. But we also want them to have that little something special, that star quality, that little bit of fairy dust that's almost indefinable.
Charm aside, the Dance contestants will amaze you. It's not just the athleticism. The interesting thing about the show is that it tests versatility. A master of one genre of dance has to demonstrate their proficiency in the rest, and the diversity on display is remarkable. The show veers from ballroom to jazz to hip-hop to contemporary seamlessly. Sure, Dancing with the Stars mixes it up a little too, but come on. Watching a world-class dancer drag a D-list celebrity around the floor, it's like watching a Ferrari hitched to a wheelchair. So You Think You Can Dance doesn't bother with the celebrity gimmick, and that's the best thing of all. This is a show that is really and truly about the craft of dance. I've never really appreciated it as an art form before the show. Whoever thought a lowbrow genre like reality TV could teach me about the highbrow arts?
Andrew Wallenstein. He's deputy editor of The Hollywood Reporter.